Welcome to Systems Famous, the podcast where we're revolutionizing the coaching industry by leveraging the power of systems and automations to create better client results. My name is Ashley Rose, and I'm an Airtable and automation expert who has helped hundreds of coaches move off of spreadsheets and create automated systems that help track their client results and seamlessly manage their clients from onboarding to offboarding and everything in between. If you want to be the best coach in your niche and you want to have group programs and one-on-one coaching offers that actually get your clients results, then you are in the right place. I am so excited you're here. Before we dive into the show, I want to make sure that you're following me on Instagram and you're on my email list. Those are absolutely the two best ways to stay in touch and also to get even more Airtable tips and tricks as you are learning and implementing. So listen to the podcast, yes, for sure. But please pull up Instagram right now and find me. I'm at Systems Over Stress. Go to my link in my bio and sign up for my email list and shoot me a DM and just say, hey, I'm about to listen to the podcast and you told me to come say hey, so here I am. I would love to hear from you and enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode of Systems Famous. I am super excited for this episode. This is a student spotlight and one of my clients, Anami Tonkin. Anami is a professional photographer and has been working since 2010, and she's now a respected educator, speaker, and podcaster focusing on business systems and strategies that help creative entrepreneurs run profitable, sustainable businesses. Before working with me, she wasn't using Airtable, and one of our mutual friends peer pressured her into joining Systems Over Stress. And as somebody who loves systems and sustainable businesses, profitable businesses, easy businesses, her company is called This Can't Be That Hard, she fell in love with Airtable and not only set up everything that I teach inside of the program, but she was able to take the foundational things that she learned inside of my program and build features to support her students in ways that I couldn't have dreamed up because she knows her clients. So she knows her clients, she knows the results she's trying to get them, and now she knows Airtable, and now she knows Airtable and what it's capable of. So she knows Airtable well enough now because of the foundations that she learned in Systems Over Stress. So she's able to create these custom solutions that are totally unique to her, her programs, and her industry. So I am super excited for you to listen to this, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Hello, Anami. Welcome to the podcast. I am so excited to have you here.
I'm so excited to have the opportunity to sit here and talk about Airtable without my husband rolling his eyes at me.
When you know, you know. Like the little corners that we can nerd out about this stuff, like, which is not normally like the sexiest thing to talk about. I'm just like so excited that you're excited to talk about your systems and everything that you set up with working with me. Before we get dive in, why don't you give us a little intro to the audience of who you are and what you do?
Sure. My name is Anami Tonkin. I am a family photographer based in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I have been in the education space since 2020. Basically, I help photographers run sustainable businesses. So lots of very talented artists out there who struggle with the business side of things. So, you know, I came to you as a student very much already a systems evangelist. That part I didn't need to get sold on. But Airtable has been new to me in the last eight months. And I feel like now it's sort of like when I try and remember how I planned a trip before the internet. And it's like, I know that I traveled, but I don't know how I found hotels or like mapped anywhere. And now I feel like I don't know how I ran my business without it. So it's been a pretty wild, couple of months.
Yeah. He's a pre-Airtable life was like having to like print out MapQuest.
And I didn't even know it. Like I was in that phase where I was like, this is great. I don't have to carry around an atlas anymore. And now I'm like, oh my God, I had no idea what I didn't know. So yeah. It is. I am also a photographer. And even though I feel like I'm more systems oriented and business oriented than many of my peers, that does not necessarily make me like a super tech. I'm not like out on the forefront of tech. So when I, you know, come across something like this that just kind of blows my mind wide open, it almost makes me want to like go back to school and learn all of the things. But now I feel like I don't need to.
Amazing. Well, so you kind of hinted that your systems weren't like terrible and on fire before. What was like business life like before Airtable, and what made you dive into figuring out databases, looking at all the Airtable systems inside of Systems Over Stress?
Yeah. Well, Yeah, I would definitely not have described my business as on fire. I've been, you know, teaching for 4 years. I primarily teach online courses. I don't really consider myself to be a coach. I do provide one-on-one services like on a sort of hourly rate, but that's not by any stretch something that I push. So I have, you know, several courses. I have a podcast. And over the course of, at that point, 3.5 years, I had built decent systems. I have people working for me. Like, things have gone pretty well. I was lucky enough to kind of, when I first started my business, things exploded pretty quickly. So there was like, that was when I would have called myself on fire, but I got I had hired an OBM who kind of got some things organized for me, but it was time to kind of phase her out of the business. Like, she had kind of done what she had come to do in terms of getting back-end systems set up, and her role was never intended to be a long-term role. And she was trying to sort of walk me through what she had set up, and it was a whole bunch of different spreadsheets, and she had things set up in like Looker Studio and Google Analytics and all these different tools. And I found myself feeling that sort of that like looming headache where I was like, oh my God, this is going to break and I'm not going to know how to fix it. And I'm not going to have time to fix it when I need to. That's always the worst time to have to fix something or figure it out. And even though she had put together really good SOPs, those SOPs weren't always easy to find. Like, you know, I had everything in a combination of Dropbox, Google Drive, you know, all these different spreadsheets, Google Forms that, you know, my students would fill out, all these different places. And I was kind of lamenting that in a conversation with my friend Coley, who you know, who's a friend of yours. And I feel like every time that I'm in your world, other people know her. She's a connector.
Yeah.
But she was listening to me and she was just like, I have been telling you that you need to go learn Airtable for years and you haven't listened to me yet. And now's the time. And I was like, it's the busy season. I don't have time. And she was like, well, my friend Ashley is launching her course again or opening her program again. You should go take her webinar masterclass. And I did. And even then, I can't say, I mean, it's probably multitasking. I'll be totally honest. You know, I probably had it on the background and I was like, well, if Coley told me to do this, I probably should give it some, you know, time and attention. And the truth of the matter is I'm one of those fast decision makers. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. It'll be fine. I'll figure it out. I'll learn something. And if only I had known what I was getting myself into. So yeah, so that I started in October and, you know, I make fast decisions, but then if I like decide to invest in something, I'm not going to mess around. Like, I'm going to go take the course. And so I did that. And it was funny because it was kind of a slow start where I was like, okay, step one, do this thing, watch this tutorial, do this thing. And I know that when it comes to tech tools, sometimes I think most of us probably learn by doing, right? You can watch somebody do it 1,000 times, but until you start to kind of mess around, play around with it, which was one of the things that I really loved about your course, was kind of how you start with the individual Legos, not like, you know, the big pieces. But it is hard to see what you're aiming toward in that very beginning phase. So I definitely had like a couple of weeks of like, okay, I'm just going to keep showing up. I'm just going to keep trying to see where I'm headed here. And then, thank God I did. Like, I was going to your Ask Me Anything meetings, you know, the extra sort of little group mentoring sessions. And somewhere in that first 30 days, I just feel like all of a sudden it clicked. And I started to, it was almost like learning a language where I was able to start envisioning like, oh, this is what I could do with this. And this is what I could do with this. And in the intervening months, it has now become like my procrastination technique where I'll be like, well, I really probably should be writing that email, but you know what I could do? I could go in and optimize this, or I could go in and set this up. And I've also had, thankfully, I have a very good VA team. And so I have actually gotten 4 years of emails and podcast episodes and SOPs and all those things all input and organized. You know, I sort of created the framework and then they've been able to help me do all that data entry. So now it's like my entire business exists in Airtable. Even though I'm still using a few other tools, I've also been able to stop using several tools that I was using. So it's, yeah, it's been, I hate the phrase game changer, and I know that everybody throws it around really too much, but it has been truly a game changer. I feel like the only time in my business that I can really remember having a piece of tech blow my mind like this was the first time I used a CRM ages ago.
Yeah. And what specifically from the pivot to like those spreadsheets that your past OBM had built, that you're like, this is going to break, like moving some of those pieces into Airtable, like what's different about your Airtable systems now than the things that you had before?
Well, first of all, and I considered myself to be like relatively good with Google Sheets. It's not like I can't write formulas or do anything like that. In fact, one of my, in my signature course, I have a very robust calculator that's like a multi-spreadsheet calculator that people use, which is sort of my next big project to tackle. So it's not like I'm afraid of spreadsheets, but they do break. And if you have, especially if you've got things like automations, putting new rows into spreadsheets and things get off, you know, if you try and move things around or if a field name changes or something and a zap can't read it, all of a sudden you have all these errored zaps and then you have to go back and fix it and figure out when these things happened and all that sort of thing. And all of that has just sort of been, has evaporated. Now it's like that data is not only organized and much more reliable, but it's also so much easier to digest. Like I can go in there and instantly look views, and just using different views for the same data has been really one of those things where I'm like, oh, where has this been my whole career? So being able to go in and see at a glance, like, okay, this subset of my students is doing this, but this subset of my students is doing this other thing. It's just, yeah. Every time I try and talk about it, I feel like I fail to put it into words appropriately, but it is an amazing, it's just amazing how quickly all of that stuff becomes available to you.
Yeah. Well, I think even you have two offers and you have both of those offers managed in Airtable in kind of two different bases, right? Can you talk about your offers? And if you could share, like you mentioned, like, oh, some of my students are doing this and some of my students are doing that. Are there any specific like ahas or data points that you're like, oh, before the stuff was in Airtable, I didn't know this behavior about my students, or I didn't know, I couldn't ask them or automate this type of engagement. Like, is there anything like that that's been like specifically like eye-opening for you?
Yeah. So I actually have, I think I've talked to you primarily about two offers, but I have several offers. So I have mostly online courses that are evergreen and lifetime access. So one of the things that kind of almost stopped me from purchasing your course and coming into the course was this idea of like, oh, it's not really a group program. I'm not sure if that's going to translate, but again, I sort of talked to Coley and she was like, no, you'll be able to extrapolate the information you need. Ashley's great. You know, she's targeting a particular thing, but your use case is perfectly fine. So when I started to set up the first table that I built, what I did was I have a membership. So that's about as close to a group program as I have, because people come in at different times, they leave at different times, which is different than an evergreen course or a lifetime access course. And so I was like, well, this will be the closest. And so that was the one that I set up first. And right off the bat, I started using your onboarding system where I was getting data from people as they signed up. And then very shortly thereafter, I implemented the offboarding system. So when someone requested to, like when they canceled, I had them fill out a short form. So, you know, now since whatever, November, I have had a whole bunch of people coming in, thankfully many fewer leaving, and have been able to see a lot of data that I just actually didn't know at all in terms of like what So my membership has to do with email. So like what email service provider they're using and what niche they're in photography and where they're starting in terms of their email list and those kinds of things, which are super valuable, not only on an individual level, because it allows me to sort of record that data and know later, like, oh, I have this offer that's going to make sense for people who are in ConvertKit or whatever. Great. I know all of my students who use ConvertKit, but if, but it also allows me to sort of know on a macro level, like this is where my ideal clients, we all have this idea of like who our ideal clients are. And I feel like mine is relatively good, but to have that sort of borne out in the data and be able to see that really quickly and to be able to kind of rely more on that data, not only when I'm making decisions, but also when I'm marketing my offers, because, you know, I can see really clearly this is who this offer is resonating with. So I'm going to target that market even more. So that, I mean, that's sort of the first instance that comes to mind in terms of how having that there just kind of immediately changed.
And were you, with your onboarding processes and forms, like, were you asking, like, what email marketing platform that they were on before it and that was, like, hidden in a Google form? Or were you not asking that at all and you added that in based on, like, strategy?
Yeah. So I was asking that question. And I also consider myself to be pretty proficient. I use ConvertKit and am, like, have lots of, you know, I don't just use tags, but I have a lot of custom fields and all that sort of thing. So I had that information kind of buried. But if you're familiar with ConvertKit, in order to see what someone's custom field is, you have to go find that client or that, you know, that person, that record, and then like click in and then scroll down. I mean, there's just no easy way to access that data. You can create like a subset of those people, but you're not sort of seeing them individually. It's just, it's an amazing thing to be able to, well, one of my favorite things in this just sort of, now I feel like I've come to take this for granted, but your whole like source of truth thing where, so I have, what, I don't know, 5 or 6 different hubs that are individual offers of mine. And then I created this sort of Uber hub, right? So the one that that reads all the data from the others. So I can go in and see like everyone who's in the Simple Sales Blueprint, they're all in their own hub and I can see that. But if I go into my sort of leads and clients hub, then I can see not only, you know, let's say Ashley Pendergraft is my student and she has, you know, the Simple Sales Blueprint, but she also has these 2 or 3 other programs of mine. I can see all of that. I can see her total spend over the lifetime that, you know, she's been a student of mine. I can see exactly when she came onto my email list, when she left. And it's, I don't have to go into ConvertKit and then go into Google and then go into, you know, my, anything else. It's all in one place.
Yeah. I think that's something that most business owners are like at least collecting some sort of data. Like we're collecting it somewhere, but then there's that other layer of being able to like look at it easily, analyze it, make quick decisions from it. And so just the fact that you're able to like, and I love the use cases that you brought up of like, oh, now I can see just knowing the email service provider, you can market to, you can create a new product based on ConvertKit training specifically, or you could, you know, target certain people. It's just really cool to just know now that the data is so easily accessible, all of the different things like and decisions you can make and revenue you can generate based on like improved marketing and improved offers and all of that. I think that's just like such a cool way to think about it.
Yeah. As micro business owners, you know, there are powerful tools out there to collect data, but we only have 24 hours in the day and we don't typically have like a marketing department and a sales department and a, you know, whatever, who are going to go like deep dive all this data. We have to have it in some sort of way that we can digest it, or it's kind of a waste of our time to even bother collecting it. I still wouldn't recommend not collecting it, but it is, you know, it's great to have it in a place where it's useful.
Yeah. And I'm still curious about, because I'm always like, I love talking to people who were still on Google Form and were still on things before Airtable. What was your process to like, were you looking at that data? Was it just hidden? Did you have you didn't have really a marketing assistant. Like, what was your process before just having it so accessible?
Yeah. I mean, I do have a marketing person who's almost full time. Like she works 35 hours a month or a week for me. So that's a lot of time and a person who's dedicated to that. But we also have a relatively large student population. So it's a lot of data and you're putting out new offers and you're creating sales pages and you're doing all this stuff. I always love it when I see those, memes or whatever that are like, I'll be available starting next Tuesday. Like after next Tuesday, like that's my entire life is always like, oh, after this next milestone, then we'll be able to finally relax. So it's, we would look at data, especially in the moment. So, we would have a launch or something like that, and we would do a debrief afterward and say like, okay, what worked, what didn't work? But I feel like by the next time we were launching or the next time that we were, I always thought like, oh, I'm finally setting it up so that I can just do this and then rinse and repeat. And it never really felt like that. And now it really feels like that because it's everything all in one place. I mean, to the extent that like I have made it so that all of our emails are stored in Airtable so that like it's email one, email two, email three. These are the, relative dates that they go out, all that sort of thing. So that mapping is just so much easier from a planning perspective.
Yeah. And I'd love to hear too, you have a team. You were the one that was like, all right, I'm diving in as a CEO. I'm building this Airtable system. I'm going through systems of stress and setting it up and then showing it to the team or delegating the process to the team. I have two questions of that. One, why did you as the CEO go through systems of stress and set it up? And then how does your team, are they more efficient? Like what is their relationship with Airtable and how has it helped their day-to-day roles?
Yeah, I don't know that this is necessarily something to be particularly proud of, but I am definitely someone who I work better if I understand how something works. I think it does definitely bottleneck me a little bit in my business. But when my OBM was leaving and I was looking at close to 2 years of work that she had done to set all this stuff up, and then I was like, and now it's not that I was throwing that in the trash. Ultimately, we like converted it over. Right. But there were many, many, many hours that I paid for her expertise and time that ultimately weren't particularly helpful to me because I'm in a micro business. Like to have everything in one place where I understand how it works and I'm dictating how it's built. Now, I invested a fair amount of time to learn, how to do that. Once I got going, it became a whole lot more intuitive. And now I feel like again, it's like a language. Like once you start, you pass some sort of like invisible barrier, then you're like dreaming in that language. I'm totally there. So it's very doable in a reasonable period of time. But by doing that, now I can say to my team, this is how we're doing this. You can go watch, YouTube videos or, while I still have access to your information, they'll be able to access that. Like, but this is where all of this belongs. And so, as I have contractors come and go and all that sort of stuff, it's just even, more than Drive and Dropbox and those kinds of places, I feel like I've got a really clear handle on exactly where everything is.
Yeah, I love that. I found too that onboarding team members become so much easier when you have an Airtable versus spreadsheets, like going in, because I used to be an ops person and going into somebody's like pass down spreadsheets. It's like, okay, how does this all work together? Right. And there's still a little bit of that learning curve in Airtable, but it is just like that there's bases and it's structured and everything's that offer has its own space. It's like, it's a little easier for team members to just to go through and navigate. And I would imagine too, your process for bringing in 4 years of emails into Airtable that system had to be like, it's a VA's dream, I think. It's like when you have your Airtable system, they're like, wow, I just get to like plug things in. Data entry becomes like so much simpler by using Airtable. And I think just like way more robust, like you said, to splice up different views and really just see what you need to see, but have everything in one central spot, I think just is really powerful for the whole team.
Yeah. Well, and when it comes to emails, I mean, think about, you know, I have emails that go out to someone when they purchase a course, or if I'm trying to sell a thing, like those are sort of sequences of emails that go with me. But then I send out emails every week that are just broadcast emails, right? You know, like the ones that you send to everybody. And I've written how many books of emails, like so much content, right? And now, you know, if I sit down to a blank screen and I've got the blinking cursor and I'm like, I know I need to write an email about this general topic. Well, all of my emails that are now logged in Airtable are also sort of cross-referenced with keywords. And I've got like a dropdown of like what the general umbrella topic is. So I can very quickly just go say, okay, I want to write an email about this and find something from like 2021 that no one's going to remember. Like I can repurpose that with a couple of updated words. So now, you know, it is saving me time in that way too. Like my VA for sure. But it, you know, it's not just data storage for data storage purposes.
Yeah, I think that's so important too. Of like we talk about, and Anami has mentioned like this idea of a source of truth. Airtable at its core is a database system. And we've been talking about a lot of different pieces of data, but like Anami is organizing all of her content, everything about her offers, everything about her students, all of those things inside of one piece of software, which is just like, it's so easy to navigate and like it's visible and it's all there. And I think that that's the part that's so cool. And I love that you mentioned like not just storing data for data's sake. This is shameful as a systems person. My Google Drive is an absolute dumpster fire mess. It is not organized, but it's like I used to
it
have
doesn't matter.
That would sit there and organize them for like 2 hours a week. And I was like, love you, like love the initiative here, but I don't care about that because in Airtable, I just have a quick link of the thing that I need. So it's like the place that I need or to be organized is organized. And then everywhere else can be a little floaty. And that's okay. And I think it's just really nice to say like, we're not just selling you to like put your emails in a centralized place or put your students in a centralized place just like because it's nice to be organized. Like it is so crucial to your productivity, to your team's productivity, to like your bottom line, all of it.
Well, and there are pieces of software that are great for certain things, but they don't make organization particularly easy. Canva is a really obvious way to point to where it's like... talk about a dumpster fire. I'm like, I guess I'll just upload that graphic again or that photo or whatever, because I'm not going to scroll through 18 trillion pages of graphics for that. But and unfortunately, that's like the one thing that jumped to mind that I don't yet have any idea if I could even organize in Airtable. But you raise Google Drive. My Google Drive is also a mess, but now I have all the things that are in Google Drive that I need links to. The links are in Airtable, so I don't even have to go into Google Drive into right. the like, whatever, like to navigate. I don't have to navigate it at all because I just link directly from Airtable. So I go into Airtable. The other nice thing, and you know, you're saying all these things are in one place. It's also $20 a month. I mean, like, where does that exist? Or that's what I'm paying because I just have the one paid.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, which is like, and I've got a lot of stuff in there at this point. So,
yeah, I just to point out with the Canva thing, do the same thing you're doing with your Google Drive links as your Canva links. Like, get the module headers, like whatever you have to frequently access, just put it in an Airtable Quick Links database.
Oh, right.
That's my saving grace is like Calendly links, Canva links, just anything that I hate having to. I have ADHD. Like going into Canva, I'll be like, oh, there's another thing that I could go play with. And it's like, nope, I just can go into my quick links, click that link and it goes there. No finessing, no like hunting in the software itself, which just saved me so much mental space as well.
I'm gonna bring up another one. You're gonna have to cut me off. Is really what's gonna happen.
Yeah, but we have an hour, so we can go.
I have two women who are my community managers and I have a few Facebook groups and so they are in there every day. You talk about like a rabbit hole, a time suck. Going on social media is something that I have to be really careful about not doing. And they now have, I have set up a manager's page on my website that's behind you have to log in. So they have the login information in there. But in there, they can search all of the students in the program that they need to see if someone is allowed to be in a particular Facebook group so they can, know instantly whether they can admit them or not. But they also, I created Airtable forms in there for recording testimonials. So if they, see a really great testimonial inside of our Facebook group, they grab a screenshot, they copy the words, and then they put them in that form and it comes into my Airtable. We get a little Slack notification being like, hey, we got a fun new testimonial for Simple Sales. And all of that is in a single page in there. But also if I need to jump into a conversation and reply to something, or if they feel like I need to weigh in on something, they put the link in there so that I can just go straight to that Facebook conversation instead of me logging in and getting distracted and then forgetting why I was there in the first place. So yeah.
So this is so cool. This is also this is giving system show and tell. It's Anami now has taken the keys of Airtable, is now fluent and is running with it. I'm so proud. But so you're saying you have a community manager, almost command center page on your that has all of the relevant forms or to capture testimonials, to capture issues. So then are you seeing that on the back end of Airtable of I got to go to this Facebook post and comment. So you are not scrolling through your Facebook groups. Everything is managed when you that is so cool. And I think especially as I love to see this movement of people being excited to hire co-coaches and community managers and are not the only person running their programs.
Yeah.
Airtable makes it just really, that is a command center of what's going on with the students, what's going on with your members. So you can multiple coaches can see what's going on. And there's just that's so cool that it's not just all in your head or having to scroll or missing things. Things can slip through the cracks so easily when you're scaling a program, especially if you have your community inside of Facebook. Really great to have that type of system facilitated by Airtable.
Can we take that thread and turn it toward the support ticketing system that you teach in the program? Because that's sort of the flip side of the same coin where my community managers are creating this kind of searchable database for me. Now I see the questions and at some point I'm going to have that be something that I can then be like, oh, I remember answering this question before. I'm going to go in and find the answer to that. But you have this amazing support ticketing system inside the course. And you had sort of teased that that was something that was you were taking 101 first. We had to complete the 101 level and then we can get to the 201 level. And that was part of that. And I was super excited about that because my primary course is this evergreen course, but it's a beast of a course. And there are there's questions and all that. And I've done live Q&As in the first couple of years of the course. I did live Q&As, but you know how that is. It's people don't come or they come and then you've got this 45-minute recording and it's does anybody watch that? Nobody wants to sift through that. Yeah. So, and the Facebook group is great for answering questions and having conversations, but Facebook groups are really hard to search. So the idea of having a searchable Q&A database inside the course, I knew that that was going to uplevel my student experience and be the sort of thing where who else is doing that? I mean, hopefully that's becoming more of a thing. But anyway, I was extremely excited to be able to roll that out. When I finally got the keys to that, I was able to set it up in a day, a couple of hours. It was not difficult. And it has been so amazing. And I have gotten so much amazing feedback from it. But it's also amazing for me, like amassing those, that resource has just lessened the pressure on me to kind of try and hunt things down. Or it, what it makes it clear to me is that like one of these days, or it's just going to get like, the questions are going to come fewer and fewer because they can search them so easily, which is great. I mean, like people want answers to their questions the moment that they have them. And we are not available 24/7, 365, but a searchable database is. So that's an exciting development.
So walk me through, for those who don't know, the searchable database, basically there is a form that your students can submit the questions. What types of questions are they asking in that support ticketing form?
So all different kinds. A lot of people are asking questions. So I teach this system that is, I'm the only person who, I created it. I'm the only person who teaches it. So people come into it and they don't really have, you know, it's not a known entity. There's a lot of flexibility in the system, but people have questions certainly when they're new about like, where do those edges exist? And like, what if I were to do it this way? What if I were to do it this way? So it's kind of a lot of those long form answers that require context and people feel like, oh, my question is different. But what's nice is that once you see a certain number of those, it's easy to sort of narrow it down to a couple of keywords. And so they're asking those questions and I'm just going in and adding a couple of keywords when I answer them so that that becomes in the searchable side of it, something that when somebody looks for it, I think they're just much more quickly able to be like, oh, this is very close to my question. Now I see how she's thinking about this. So I'm doing a lot of like Loom responses, but it's not, you know, my questions. Sometimes I get some like tech Loom type questions, but for the most part, they're just long form questions.
So they're submitting a form. Their question goes into the back end of your Airtable database for you to review, add the keywords, add your Loom. And then I'm assuming, are you like clicking a little status that says like make live in database? And then they're getting an email that says, exactly. Hey, your answer is live in the database. Go check it out. Submit another question if you need. So that like circle of that like feedback loop is like tight and easy. And we have the same support dating system that you set up in your program. Mm-hmm. And for me and my team, we just get to see an Airtable on the back end, like the ones that are still outstanding to like that they're still outstanding to answer. And there's just like one view that you pop open, you answer those questions and you move throughout the day. And I just to echo, like, we have way fewer support ticket questions now. Maybe it's because people are like going slower through the program, but I think it's because you're building this like truly searchable thing. Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned with those Q&A calls, yes, they're great. There's gold in there, but no one's going to sit through if you have 2 years of calls. there's so much that's just hidden so deep inside of those Q&A calls, but something like a searchable database can actually like, you know, give your people something to search and look and find the answers and keep moving, which I think is great.
Yeah. And I don't think sometimes I talk to people, and this may not be as true in your world, in the photography world, you know, I'm always teaching automations and systems. And sometimes I get pushback about like, well, I just want it to still be a really personal experience. I don't want it to feel too automated. I'm making these Looms. They're seeing my face. They're hearing my voice. I don't, you know, and it's when I'm addressing someone's specific question, I'm able to say like, you know, their name if that's part of the thing. But I don't feel like that lessens the experience or like that feeling of getting great customer service. What it does is it makes it so that the next person who has that question gets the answer instantly, which is better customer service.
And that's what I really believe, like our whole philosophy with Systems Over Stress and why we focus on group programs is like, inherently you want them to grow in memberships. You want them to get bigger. And with our system, like your program truly gets better as it gets bigger. Right. And your people aren't like, oh, I'm losing access to autonomy. They're like, wow, there's so many support tickets that I can look through and have this access. And with those types of systems, you can totally make them, like you said, super like feel personable and still friendly and not cold. And it just makes your program better. And like you said, like if you're the next like competitive program, if they don't have a support ticketing system, they're falling behind. Like,
yeah,
programs that are not using these types of things are truly going to fall behind. And I just like love that you're truly pushing the boundaries of like, what do my clients need? Like, what can I do? And I'd love for you to share as we like kind of wrap up that other really cool like systems automated challenge that you just did. Like, you're just like continuing to push the boundaries of how you can use systems and automations to make your student experience better. Can you please share
yeah.
that off?
Shook it off. Yeah, yeah. This is, I am literally launching this as we speak. I have run a twice annual challenge. So again, my programs are mostly evergreen, but every once in a while, you know, you have to inject a little like, hey, go buy for some specific reason. And so I would run these challenges twice a year it was a 5-day challenge. You know, I have all the course material and all that sort of stuff. And I was actually doing a fair amount of it asynchronously. So the first time I did it, I was doing live teaching, but then I was like, well, you know, I feel like it kind of puts a little more energy into it, but it also makes it so that people are having to rearrange their day and whatever. So I started to try to make everything recorded and, you know, you can kind of consume it, but it's in a short period of time, because that's the thing about something like a challenge, right? You have to give people that urgency to like get through it, and that, you know, that incentivizes them. So I figured like I can do this as asynchronously as possible, but I'm still going to have to like get people to sign up, do this as a live event twice a year. You throw a dart at the calendar and hope that people can show up and it's not like back to school week in the next town over or whatever. And so it occurred to me after this support ticketing system got up and running in my main course, I was like, I could, because we did have a way during our live challenges, you know, people could submit questions and we would answer the questions. And I was like, I just can't do that. I can't be on call all year long to answer questions, until I started realizing like, oh yeah, if I had a database that they could search, and this became sort of a process, or if I didn't make that a searchable database on their end, but it was a searchable database on the back end where my VA, for instance, could go in and find the answers to the questions that get asked all the time, then it doesn't have to be me answering all of the questions. And we can create a system by which someone can come in at whatever time of year, whenever it works for them in their calendar. The way that I have it set up is they purchase, and then when they purchase, they get an email that says, when you're ready to start, you click here. And when they start, that tags, you know, then the like magical automation works for like ConvertKit and my course platform and all that sort of thing.
Yep.
And then they have 10 days to complete what was a 5-day challenge. And if they complete it within that period of time, the automations move again and give them a bonus. And they're getting emails throughout, but they have that in at the end of each module, at the end of each sort of day of the challenge, they have an Airtable quiz, but it's a form. And they're answering those questions. I'm collecting data. And they have the opportunity to ask questions in there. And they get a guaranteed answer within 2 business days, which over 10 days, you know, they can figure that out, and that should be fine. We're just launching, so we'll see how it goes. But I think that this is actually going to give me more of a, you know, let's assume at any given time that I have fewer than 5 or 10 students in that, instead of, you know, hundreds coming in all at the same time. That means that I can have, if for someone who does have questions, who's more engaged, then I get to sort of be in their ear a little bit more, which I think gives them a better experience overall. But it also just means that there is no friction when somebody's like, well, this week is kind of bad because I have 3 sessions and I'm, you know, behind on my editing. If only it were next week. Great.
Yep.
Now you get to dictate the time.
This is like the coolest thing. And once it's been running for a little bit, I need to have you back and do a case study, because that is like your client results and like actually getting people through the challenge, like it's going to go so much faster for, like, you're going to get so many more results, because the way that your brain worked of like, okay, the problem. A pop-up challenge, people have, like, there's so many barriers. And so if you're able to, with the click of a button, opt into your own challenge sprint and be able to have that all running at different times, that's really cool. That's something I might steal from you, because it's like people want to set up their onboarding for, because a lot of us have time-based promises. Set this up in 30 days. But like some people, if they're not going to opt into that, or when is your start date? Really cool to be able to say you're choosing your start date and our automations can check in with you and drip that out to you based on your own preferences and your own decisions. And that's just like, I can't wait to see the results of that, because I can imagine it's just going to be like so, it's so high touch for them, but it's just a couple automations you set up once and then you're just answering the support tickets and seeing how people are going through it, which is really cool.
Yeah. I mean, and that is my whole thing in business, is that I don't like having the pressure of like a launch or a big thing. Like, I really do prefer the evergreen model, and I prefer being able to sort of, you know, not be on the roller coaster like that. Because I actually think that I show up better for the people who are in those sort of scenarios. You know, I can answer questions every day. I can answer 3 questions every day. But when I have a week where I have to answer 100 questions a day, that by the end of the week, you're getting mean out of me. it's just, to me, it is sort of the perfect marriage of like high touch and high tech. And all brought to you by the magic of Airtable. So
I love it. It's just so incredible to me. And you kind of mentioned you had the learning curve and like learning the language and all of that, of just being able to, within just a few months span, not knowing anything about Airtable, and then being able to create systems that like I haven't even thought of yet. And that's like, I would love for you to talk about maybe like a little plug testimonial for systems over stress and all these things. And like, how could you have like just that you were able to like learn all of that and grow and build and push the envelopes? You mentioned it was a little bit like Legos, but like, what is the benefit of joining systems over stress to learn these foundational things before you start like messing around in Airtable?
Yeah, well, you know, there are a lot of courses out there or YouTube videos out there where when you know the question to ask, you can find the answer. But especially in my situation, coming into Airtable being like, I don't know, what is this going to do for me? I don't even know. I needed someone to kind of show me. It's the whole like, give a man a fish versus teach a man to fish. Like, I find it really frustrating when I have a problem in my business, but I can't define it in a way that allows me to search YouTube for the answer, right? I mean, and I'm sure we've all been in that situation in our particular niche or area of expertise, where you're just like, I wish I could do this thing, but I don't even know how to put that into words, really. So I feel like what your program did an exceptional job with was not overloading or front-loading all this information that's like, look. And in fact, I'm probably breaking your rule on this by coming in and being like, you could do this and you could do this. I think it's good to paint that picture, because not everybody is willing to be like, well, I'll just sign up for a big course and I don't really know what it's going to do for me. I think it is good to have a sense of like what you could be aiming for. But the fact of the matter is, like, of course I have ideas that are different from yours. And of course, you're going to come up with things that are different from mine. Coley and I now have like this standing Airtable date where we just go talk about like the stuff that we're playing with, which is,
I need to be invited to
nerdy.
That. Please invite me.
But we are, I mean, it's super fun, because it's like you can really set just about anything up in there. You just have to, you know, it's the limits of your imagination. But back to what I was saying, this is now no longer a short form testimonial. The thing that your course does really well is it gives you the information that you need at the time that you need it, so that you start to lay that foundation without racing way ahead of yourself. I mean, sure, we all love the instant gratification of having like a beautiful hub that we can just like plug into our business. But what's amazing about this tool is that it is so highly customizable. And until you understand how it works, you're not going to be able to customize it right for your business. So I feel like that sort of slow start, it just starts to snowball. And then, you know, once you learn that language, the sky's the limit. You give such great examples that I think are useful for everybody, like the client support ticketing system, that sort of thing. Like those are very tangible results, onboarding forms, like all those kinds of things. That is great, and understanding the nuts and bolts, but really learning how to get, you know, the various automations set up and get information from one place to the next. That's the part that you have to understand, and you have to sort of understand the rationale of how you begin to build that database before you're going to be able to go out and, you know, conquer the world.
Yeah. I love it. I think it's a big, thank you for saying that. And it's also so helpful when like other course creators, like they're like, oh, we understand building blocks and like adding up and like, yeah, like trust the process. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being here. Is there any other final things you want to say? Definitely let people know where they can follow you on the internet. Yeah. What do you want to say as we wrap up?
As far as finding me on the internet, I am everywhere at This Can't Be That Hard. So I have a podcast called This Can't Be That Hard. I have, you know, that's my Instagram. That's my website. I teach photographers how to run businesses. So if you're a photographer, come hang out. But yeah, no, the only other thing that I have to say is thank you. I really do feel like you are, it's one of those situations where I'm like, she doesn't even know me and she totally changed my life. So it's great. You're doing a great job.
That's so amazing. I love your business name too. This Can't Be That Hard. I feel like that's how you were able to dive into Airtable so quickly and dive into someone's like, I love that. Just like, this can't be that hard. Everything, we're able to figure out everything. Yeah. And especially with the right support, you can just move so much faster.
Yeah. Thanks.
Beautiful. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. And we'll see y'all in the next episode.
My pleasure. Thank you.
If you're looking at your systems and client results differently because of what you're hearing on Systems Famous, I would love it if you left a rating and review. I read each one and they make it possible for me to reach more business owners just like you who have group offers and need the systems that make it possible for them to transform it into an industry-leading offer and get even more client results.